Welcome to Spiritual Healing and Psychotherapy. My name is Mary, or officially Dr. Mary Patricia Quinlivan, and this podcast is all about whole healing, healing physically, emotionally, psychologically, and spiritually. And we do that by being willing to see ourselves with gentle honesty and great compassion, and also by aligning with our inner spirit, our inner wisdom, and also the spirit within nature, Mother Earth. And as we align with this, we learn deeper love, deeper wisdom, and it brings blessing. It brings healing to us, to those around us, and to Mother Earth. I've been a doctor for over 34 years, and you can look me up on my website, which is livingawarenesswa.com, and also my Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube channel, which are all Living Awareness WA. So today's podcast is going to be to do with meeting our higher self and the journey towards that, and how resistance can come up, and we can get that feeling of, I can't be bothered, or I don't want to do this, or I want to turn back, you know. Which, to be honest, I'm in that mood a bit today, so we'll see what comes out. So very often clients say to me, and I can relate to it when they say it to me, is why does this journey have to be so hard? And why does it always feel vulnerable? And, well, the truth is, we are on a journey from sitting in our egoic identity to resting in our spirit or divine love. So we are on a journey of letting go of identity, and that's going to be hard. The ego is not going to let go lightly. So that's a really good reason in itself. Also, we all have, well, certainly everyone that I've ever met, apart from some deeply enlightened beings, but we all have core unworthiness and core fear that somehow we're not enough, or some core guilt. And the Course in Miracles talks about this as well. And so that we don't feel worthy of divine love. So as we're on this journey to slowly meet and open into divine love, which is what we are and always have been and have never been separate from, resistance is going to come up. And there's a saying, and I can't remember where it comes from, but that it's that accessing love is much harder than facing fear. And you know that in the real world, you know, when we're reaching out for friendship or reaching out for intimacy, it's scary. You know, we're scared of rejection. We're scared we're not enough. We're scared we might fail. We're scared we might get it wrong. All sorts of stuff. And believe me, humans can do all sorts of things, and I've done all sorts of things, you know, to avoid being vulnerable. So not only are we letting go of identity, but we are opening into love. And it's terrifying because we're scared we're not enough, we're scared we're going to be rejected. And we never possibly could be rejected because we are already it. So we are already that divine, loving essence. And you know what? It is more unconditionally loving than our head has ever been. It is more gentle, more. And I used the term ordinary in a podcast a while ago. It's not high and mighty. It's not judgmental. It's just simple and ever-present and patient and 100% accepting of everything we are. And anything that we do in this world or this dream experience doesn't even register, because this is a dreaming. So the reality of what we are, this divine essence, it's patient, accepting, loving, just permanently there. It's only our mind that has these feelings of fear or thinks we could possibly be judged or thinks we could be guilty. None of that is true. And yet we've grown up in this world with parents and friends and a society that does feel all of that fear, and we have experienced a lot of judgment. So of course that's what's in us. And in order to find our way back to love, there's going to be a process of having to change all our conditioned fear-based patterns. So, you know, if we have let fear limit us, if we've let fear stop us from moving forward in our work or stop us from reaching out for relationships, we are going to have to step through that fear, and it is kind of feel vulnerable. Or if we're going to have to change our patterns, and it might be patterns of, you know, we like to please people because we want to be accepted and we want to say yes, and but it's exhausting and overwhelming us. And of course it's going to be terrifying when we stop that, because we're scared that we'll be disapproved of. The truth is we mostly won't be. Occasionally we might be, but the opportunity is to be true to ourselves no matter what, and to keep loving whoever it is that we're dealing with, even if we are setting firm boundaries. Or it might be that we have to change a pattern of, you know, going the extra mile in our work, being perhaps a little bit obsessive or pushing ourselves too hard because we want to be approved of, we want to be accepted, we want to do a good job, we don't want to make a mistake. And we're exhausting ourselves in that. And of course, the process of learning to just be what's wholesome, just do what's wholesome, is a little scary because we feel that we might then not be liked as much or approved of as much, or we might make mistakes. The honest truth is we'll make less mistakes, because if we're looking after ourselves and we're just doing what's wholesome, we'll be more centered and our work will be more efficient, more productive, and usually there'll be less mistakes. So it's always going to be that this process of, you know, shifting whatever patterns we've got to shift, opening up into love, gently, compassionately seeing our fears or our anger or our jealousy or our shadow side, whatever's there. And even that process of facing, you know, our difficult emotions is hard, because we think that our difficult emotions are worthy of judgment, which they're so not. They just need to be witnessed. And witnessing, you know, when we're witnessing from presence. We're just observing our emotion with deep compassion and deep acceptance. So that's why the journey forward. And there's another saying that, you know, the journey towards enlightenment or awakening is a very narrow and very steep path, whereas the journey towards staying in our patterns or staying as we are is broad and easy. The only thing is, though, that if we stay in our patterns, of course, we're going to keep suffering. We're going to keep feeling depressed, or our body's going to keep struggling. So ultimately, we might as well get on with the job and take the steep path, the steep, narrow path that's very vulnerable and often scary. And sometimes we get into, oh my God, I can't be bothered doing this anymore. And I was really in a can't be bothered state this morning, which is definitely to do with my own resistance and this is just too hard and does it always have to be vulnerable? And, you know, sometimes we feel that anger towards God or spirit, which is a little bit pointless, but we feel this anger towards God or spirit because we're always having to take the steep, narrow path, the path that feels vulnerable. But the reality is it's not God being separate from us. Our will is the will of God. It's the same will. So if we want to be angry at anyone, it could be our higher self, but that's a bit pointless because it's steering us in the direction of love. Nonetheless, every now and then it's good to have a Shakti shake and a scream and a yell and a stamp your feet on the earth, which is what I did this morning at the beach, and to trust that the earth can hack it, you know, that it's okay to release and let go of our frustrations, our anger, which is really fear, and know that no matter what's going on, what emotions we have, what resistance we have, what fear or annoyance we have, that it's just the transient. It's the ego gently letting go of itself, the truth of what we are, which is this divine essence, the part that's observing that emotion or observing that thought. It is permanently loving, permanently patient, permanently gentle, almost joyous, well, in fact, always joyous, you know, not getting caught up in the stuff of our mind. So, and that's the background, that's what we are. And the minute we sink into that, suddenly the journey doesn't feel vulnerable anymore. Suddenly, there's joy and there's lightness, and we know how supported we are by that divine loving essence that we are, by our higher self, by all those beings and guides and angels that are available to support us, so available, from whom we can ask for help whenever we want to, and know how supported we are. Even to feel the earth and the trees, all of nature that is supporting us. And as I'm doing this podcast, I've got this picture in front of me of Sri Baba Shivji that was painted by Auntie Jinta or Isaira. And Sri Baba Shivji is an Indian yogi. I don't know him, but Isaira describes him as a deeply loving being. And you know, I look at this picture and all I can see is that is absolute acceptance, absolute joy, compassion. It's consciousness, it's divine love, it's that permanent loving essence that is always there, not flinching at my antics or any of your antics. In fact, even sometimes a sense of joy at my antics. That's not about that spirit enjoys our suffering, not at all, but it's more, in fact, our suffering is only happening because we're resisting the journey of spirit. It's more that there's a lightness, there's a you don't have to take this too seriously. This is just your ego thrashing itself about, you know, struggling in its death throes, which seem to be going on for quite a long time. And part of the reason why I'm talking about this today is that, well, it's partly that, you know, clients have often said to me, why does it have to be so hard? And I just, you know, I just want to hug them sometimes because I feel it too. And, you know, I guess the joyous thing is that we can be supportive of each other in our resistance. And it's why, hopefully, I'm really working on, and I'm not always 100% at this, but it's why we have to let people find their way forward at their own time, because there is a lot of fear on this journey. You know, it is hard. It really isn't easy. It's just that it's also divine and beautiful, and it takes us out of suffering and we are resting more into love. So it's totally worth it, but it's hard. So then the best thing, you know I can do is set the example of that. And I hope that I am getting better, and I'm certainly trying to, at letting clients and even letting family members just do their own thing, just find their own way forward, even if that means taking steps backwards or sideways, or because I've certainly done that. And I obviously did it because I needed to do it, you know. So, and the reason I'm bringing this up today is that what's going on for me is it's a deepening into oneness, which is really spirit. So there's a real letting go of this physical experience. Well, not letting go of it. Of course, it's here to be enjoyed and learned from, but feeling and experiencing more and more the truth of what I am, which is just spirit. You know, it is just this essence. And I was having this meditation the other day, and in the meditation, I was walking along a beach, and in the distance, I saw this light, this essence, you could say, and I didn't know what it was. But as I got closer, I realized it was my higher self. But the thing is, this higher self was the nothingness, if you like, but it's not nothing. It's actually divine love. But there isn't the solid feeling of the earth or the physical realm. You know, it's spirit, this essence that we truly are. And I can feel myself standing in front of this space of pure beingness, and I rest in it regularly, but I also come out of it. But it's a bit like I'm standing in front of this essence, which is my higher self, but I want to turn around and run back, you know, or at least I want to run on the spot for a while, you know. There's a fear and resistance of really deepening into that more and more. And it's like I just have to let it happen gradually. It is vulnerable. And like every stage of this journey, it's been vulnerable. And it's partly because of that real letting go of identity thing. And it's partly because, and it feels mostly because of unworthiness, that there's this divine essence there. This is God. And, you know, what if he doesn't want me permanently? Or she doesn't want me permanently, which of course is ridiculous because I'm already that. But nonetheless, that's the experience I'm having. So it's why I get the feeling of wanting to run on the spot or wanting to run backwards. Or I feel a bit like an insect in a small space, you know, just really buzzing. And it's like and I know this is the case for anyone and all clients I see when they're approaching a stage, whatever that stage is, even if it's changing some pattern in the world or choosing to start to meditate more even, or, you know, a deepening into spirit of some kind, that there'll be this, oh, shit, do I really want to do this? You know, and the ego, of course, doesn't much, but our divine essence really does. And it knows that it's leading us out of suffering. And also, it doesn't matter if we want to run on the spot and be angry and say, I can't be bothered with this, this is too hard, and get frustrated and do all of those things that I was feeling this morning, actually, you know. And what I know is that even in that, I'm still loved. It's almost like, okay, you know, thrash yourself about, just do that for a bit, and you're accepted and loved and witnessed and held. Making me want to cry as I say this. That it's an even, this higher self that is the one essence. It is all of you, you know, the higher self of all of us is one essence. So this higher self is completely patient and unconditionally loving and accepting of me wanting to thrash about or run away or say I'm bored with this or I've had enough of this or whatever is going on. And sometimes that whatever is going on might be endless ways to distract myself, like going shopping or, you know, finding myself too busy doing stuff about the house or whatever it is. And us humans can find endless ways to distract ourselves or to avoid facing stuff. And I know you know all of that, and it's shopping or working or drinking or smoking or some other form of, you know, avoidance. None of which, by the way, is anything to judge ourselves for, because we all find ways of doing that. It's only ever about honesty, really. Resistance is not an issue as long as we're truly recognizing it, as long as we're seeing, you know, that this continued avoidance may not be serving. And it's not that, by the way, if we do for quite a while, go on with avoidance and we don't see it, it's not that we need to judge that, never. It's never about self-judgment. Self-judgment doesn't get us anywhere. But it certainly does help when we slow down enough to at least be honest and to see, I'm thrashing about on the spot here, or I'm avoiding because I don't want to face this steep, narrow path that I need to go on because it feels a little too scary or a little too vulnerable. But I keep coming back to Auntie Jinta's saying, which is vulnerability is the hinge on the gate to great power. And what it means is when we are willing to open towards what we know is the path forward towards our deepest, truest self, we will be supported. The power will come through. I'm feeling it right now, that tingling, that connectedness to the earth, to her divine essence, to consciousness that is staring at me from this picture I've got in front of me. You know, when we open, then we will be supported in the most beautiful, loving way. But while we're resisting, while we're thrashing about on the spot, while we've got our defenses up and don't want to move forward, it's very hard for consciousness to get through that, you know. It can't break down our walls. I mean, it can be there and patiently wait and observe and love us while we get around to it and support us. And it is. That is what's happening. It's like we're being gently loved into opening, you know, gently loved into lowering our defenses. And if you want to speed up that process, get into nature, because the gently being loved thing feels more potent. I was recently at my property down south that I'm a quarter or will be a quarter owner of one day. That is beautiful. I've talked about it before. There's lots of beautiful trees on it. And I've got this favourite tree. It's a Mary tree. And when I was down there last week, on the first day I went to see the Mary tree, and she's got the most beautiful energy. And I was feeling resistant standing in front of her and just kind of couldn't open up, you know, couldn't feel the love that I know is there. But as the week went on, I went every day to this tree and I felt myself just opening more and more and more. And I knew the reason why on the first day it was hard for me to open was because when I'm at the farm, it's a bit like I'm surrounded in God. There's no possibility of avoiding deepening. And there was obviously a part of me that was wanting to avoid deepening, which is why I didn't want to open up that first morning in front of the tree. But, you know, as the week went on, she just melted me, you know, she and all the other trees and the earth, and just melted me. And on the last day I was standing in front of her crying, you know, not wanting to go home, not wanting to leave this beautiful, just permanent God space that being in nature is. So if you want to melt your defenses more quickly, hang out in nature as much as you can, barefoot if possible. It's one of the reasons, one of the many reasons why our First Nations people were so much more spiritual and so much more connected to the earth and didn't hurt the earth in any way after thousands and thousands of years of living on her. Or really, it's more living deeply connected with her and nature. So I just want to encourage all of you, if you're feeling that resistance, that this is too hard, to be kind, to be very gentle with yourself, to know that the deep essence that you are, it's gently pulling you in no matter what. And it will bring you back towards what's, well, the steep, narrow path, but the wholesome path continuously. And it will give you, even when you avoid it, it will give you more and more opportunities to take that path, which is the path towards divine love, towards resting into your higher self. And those of you that are listening to this podcast, you are on that journey. You are taking the steep path, the path towards divine love and your higher self and living an authentic life. And bless you for that and your courage. And know that in choosing that path, not only are you helping yourself, but you are also bringing everyone around you and this entire earth from fear towards love, because that's ultimately what we're doing on this journey, moving through fear towards divine love. I think that's enough for today. Thank you for being with me. It's been an absolute pleasure to share with you. And as always, I'd love you to share this podcast with friends or family or anyone you think may be interested. And don't forget to check me out on livingawarenesswa.com and all my other pages, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Living Awareness WA. And I highly recommend Isaira, and her website is isaira.com. Much love to you all.